so the next matter on the agenda is management and administrative matters. And believe it or not, there is one this time. Ms. Ciccone, who heads up our reports analysis division, thank you for joining us this morning. So our administrative matter is something that we recently approved. Was that 2 days ago? In executive session, can I say that? Can I say we approved that in executive session? Okay. So we just did that, and so a record article came out yesterday about it, and we've already received a few questions, so I thought it might be a good idea to ask Debbie to give us an update on what her fine team has done. We appreciate it very much, and you did it very quickly and in a way that you were able to garner, can I say, 4 votes? Yeah, we got 4 votes for it. We voted on it. So, Ms. Ciccone, thank you. Please let us know about the new development.
Sure. Good morning, Commissioners. The Reports Analysis Division amended Standard 26, covering personal use of campaign funds, of the 2017-2018 cycle review and referral procedures to address dormant Title 52 authorized committees of former federal candidates and office holders. These revisions were made to ensure the activity disclosed meets the regulatory standards for permissible use. Committees of former candidates who did not campaign or hold office during the previous 2-year cycle for House candidates or 4-year cycle for Senate and presidential candidates will be subject to this review. The revisions include sending a letter to these committees that will request clarification of the status of the candidate and the committee, clarification of certain activity disclosed, and will explain the guidelines for permissible uses of campaign funds for winding down and termination. The review will be conducted semi-annually and will begin with the 2018 October quarterly report covering July 1st, 2018 through September 30th, which is due on October 15th of 2018. The revisions will be included in the redacted version of the 2017-2018 RAD review and referral procedures and posted on the FEC website in the near future. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, and thank you again to you and your team for doing this for us. Any questions, Madam Vice Chair?
Not a question, just a comment. I also want to thank Ms. Ciccone for her quick and, as always, excellent work on this issue. I appreciate the fact that commissioners were all on board with this whole concept of providing better guidance in this issue of what I think have been come to be known in the public as zombie PACs. There have been some articles in the press about that that I think raised some concerns, and I'm glad to see us taking some action to try and get some better guidance out there and try and make sure that committees are on notice about all the rules.
Thank you very much. Mr. Palmer, are there any other management and administrative matters?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. Thanks for coming, everybody. This meeting is adjourned.